Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
The whole world, So watch how the man gained in exchange for his soul. He gained the whole world and did not be worthy. So watch how the man gave in exchange for this soul.
Amen. A soul is a soul. Clap for Jesus. Don't think you are important. You are. You are important. Lift up your hands and begin to pray. Lift up your hands. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch you this morning as we are gathered. Ask Him. Pray, pray. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ask God to come into your life. Ask Jesus to touch your life this morning. In the name of Jesus. That the preaching of the word will profit you. In the name of Jesus. I need you to pray.
Lord, please come with
us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kelebosatu. Raba sakatabaya. Mako sekata kuriaba. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your presence. And we thank you for the preaching of your word. We believe in the word of God. We believe the word of God would transform us. We believe. Therefore, we have come. We thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. So, the last two guys, please move this way. Then the last two ladies here, move this way. Move, come this way. Okay. Are you coming to sit down? Okay, so. Yes, so. Yeah. All right. Beautiful. Yes, sit there, LP. We'll make you an LP. Amen. Church is very important. Eko, come and sit. Maybe we'll do praise and worship and we'll play. I know you're a star. It's only your sister Lois who doesn't believe in you, but we will believe in you. Clap for Echo. His only problem is that he doesn't give offering. But after that, he's a good guy. Please, but amen. We have to believe in the word of God. Yeah. Integrated science cannot change your life. I've gone to school. I am not speaking like a fool. Yes, so don't think that. I'm wiser than all of you. I'm wiser than all of you. But I'm saying that integrated science, social studies, what other confused thing is there? Our world, our people, our culture, our heritage. Is there a course like that? Mention ICT. Beat. Even they told you that French. They told you that Morton son, Matassa, Notre, Votre, Le. This thing, they said it can help you in life. Well, I don't know. But there is something I know. I've started preaching now because I have to close early so I can do your rehearsals. There is something I know that can
change your life as a young person. And that thing is called the Word of God. Clap for the Word of God.
Yeah.
So, as you have come to church and you are here to listen to preaching, this is, you see, because when you go to school, there are a lot of things you do at school, but not all of them are important. One of them is going on break. You are going to first break. First break is called breakfast. It happens in the school, but it's not important. You are, well, what I'm saying is, the reason why I'm saying it's not important, because you are not in the school to eat. Activities. Friday, that you discussed. Friday, the last period that you play. It's called P. Claps. Yeah, claps. Claps. I know. Yeah, claps. I'm not talking about Star Beer Club. Because when I say club, your mind is going to your former ways. How you go for funeral, you go and take club beer. You think I'm talking about club. And then those from a certain region, when I say club, they think we are talking about koto. Because club, they say club. Like, crop, like club. Yeah. What are some of the clubs in your school? Regimental club. What do they do? No, give them, let her explain regimental club. Hey, what is regimental club?
So there's a band section and then there's the hornsmen. So you play different trumpets, trombone, the euphonium, and then there's the drummers who just play.
Club for regimental. You see, you don't have this club in your school. Because the school you go, the school fees is 50 cedis. So why would the headmaster do regimental club? School fees in Akasanum. Yeah, 50 Ghana. How will headmaster get money to buy trombone and what are the instruments the regimental club people play?
They are trombone.
Trombone.
Trumpet.
Trumpet. Trumpet. How much of 50 Ghana do we put together to buy trumpet when they've not even paid the class 5, madam? Yes. Yes.
So there are trumpets, trombones, euphoniums.
And we need somebody. Clap for the regimental club. Your school, what are the club? Mention one club in your school. Cadet. Ghana Armed Forces is in your school. Cadet. Cadet is a club. What? Break time schoolers. It's a club. What do they do? Come and tell us. Come and tell us. Break time schoolers. What they do? What? Because regimental people, they do trombone. So, break time schoolers, what do they do? What is their main objective? Speak into the mic.
When it's break time, they'll go and play. They'll play after
them. These people, when it's break time, they go to play. So, they are called what? Break time schoolers. It's a club. My God. So, you see why I'm saying that? Granita, your school, what are some of the clubs? Eh? Swimming. Hey! As you are going to school, you have sent swimming pants to. Hey! It's in your school. You go out of the school. Hey! They don't pay 50 Ghana. We say, your school has some of the clubs. Taekwondo is your school. Mommy, yeah, your school, what is there? Girls guide. What do? You guide the girls? you meet, they talk about girls things. And there's boys brigade. Boys dumb. Okay, like, say the thing to the mic so that the people on podcast can hear. Eh?
Red cross.
They wear red cross. Like, this my cross is red. But what do they do? What red cross, what do they do? Eh? They do nursing. They are doctors. This Red Cross people, they came to do nursing. You see what I'm saying? That so how many of you understand right now that not everything you do in the school is important? Yeah. The most important, even going to excursion, even football, they say if you are good, they'll give you testimonial. How many of you have heard it? They'll give you testimonial. And then this testimonial, it can make you see the president. Recently, I was in a certain interview. I was say interview. and a certain girl arrived. As we're asking her the questions, when we ask her this question, she can't answer. When we ask her this question, see that she has passed Upper West. She's not giving the answers. So I told her that, sister, the way you are giving the answers, you are telling me that I cannot pass you. So as she was there, no, then I told her that, madam, your time is up. So you have to leave the interview room. Then she said that, oh, she has some documents she wants to show. Oh, I said, let's see the document. So she brought out a certificate. I would say certificate. Now, on the certificate was the signature of His Excellency the President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Clap for the girl. That's it. So I said that this certificate, what does it mean? He said, it's one of the clubs in their school. And the president has signed. And they told them that anytime they go somewhere, they should show. Do you understand what I'm saying? If they show the certificate like that, that the president's signature is on it, it can open a lot of doors. I said, wow. I said, this certificate, it cannot open any door here. Out. Yeah. So when you come to church, look, praise the worship is part. Some of you are the best dancers. You dance. Some of you are the one that give the best offering. Congratulations. Some of you, you came here to look for girls. No problem. But what I'm saying is that the most important reason you are here is to listen to the word of God attentively. I don't know why you are not clapping, or maybe I'm not preaching well. Yeah. After listening to the word of God, you must also believe it. Believe. Do you not believe? Yeah. Believe it. Everything we do in this world is belief. When you came to this church, were you not told I'm a pastor? But do you know I'm an armed robber? Do you know that last night I killed somebody? You see, you're afraid. Your teacher, do you know he's a truck driver? You see, you don't know. So, what it is that this world is full of belief. Hebrews 4, verse 2. Hebrews. Madam, say to her, Afena, I'm going to speak the preaching. Afena, me. I'm just trying to tell you why it is important for you to be here. Hebrews, yeah. For the good news that God has prepared, this rest has been announced. Oh, is this? Did I tell you I want NLT? I mean, Kiko Jovi. Oh, Kiko Jovi, why? King James, NLT, dear. Oh. So the people sitting, are they eating? Grace, I have jollof in my office after church. Come and collect. Because the way you are giving me. Now, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Listen. For unto us was the gospel preached. For unto us, boys, was the gospel preached as well as unto them, girls. But listen. But the word preached did not profit. Listen. The word of God that is preached is supposed to profit you. You don't profit and loss. I don't feel no profit and loss. If you buy phone, 100 Ghana, and you sell it, 20 Ghana, have you made profit or loss? Some of you don't know. If you buy mobile phone, 50 Ghana, and you sell it for 500 Ghana, hey, Mr. A, you like money. Have you made profit or loss? Profit. So, the word of God is supposed to profit you. But the word preached did not profit them. Why? Because they did not mix it with faith in them that heard it. So, when you hear the word of God, you must mix it with. Do you know mix? Do you know mix? How to mix something? Do you know how to mix something? So those of you who go to good school, they taught you something we call homogeneous mixture. Yes. You stir until you obtain a homogeneous mixture. Clap for teacher. You think I'm a mechanic. So if I tell you, when I be tell that I'm a doctor, all of you don't believe. It's only Mami Yahoo believe that I'm a doctor. The rest of you, you think I'm a mechanic. Yeah. If you are preparing Gary Soakings, your Gary, your sugar, your milk powder, your granite, you must mix it till you obtain a homogeneous mixture, and then you pour the water to an angle of 45 and stir. Otherwise, you get this thing that you get omotu. I don't know if you have done Gary Soakings, that has become like omotu. You can't eat. Then you have called your brother, hey, can't eat. Say, I don't like this. Hey, I'll slap you. You don't eat too. You eat it. If you don't eat, I'll report you. Hey, you have done your own Gary Soakings. That has become omotu. You say you eat. Now you say your brother, you say you don't eat. You say you are going to report him to your father. Hey, hey, who has begged somebody to eat before? I begged. Hey, food. Oh. But so what I'm saying is that this morning, may you mix the word of God with faith in Jesus' name. I said, may you mix it with faith in Jesus' name. Yeah. Last week, by the grace of God, we started with what? Bearing fruit. Everybody say bearing fruit. And this year is our year of seed time and harvest. We don't say seed time and harvest time. There's nothing like harvest time. Yeah. But there is seed time. Why is there seed time? There is a time to plant a seed, but there is no time to harvest. The moment you plant a seed, the harvest will come. So, like mango, do we harvest all the mangoes at once? No. See that some of them are, so there is no time for harvest. But what it is that the harvest, as long as you have planted your seed, the harvest will follow. So this year, we are also saying that we want to bear fruit. And I quoted a scripture for you about leave it for another year. Which scripture was that? That was the first scripture I quoted last week for you. Luke 13 verse 6. Hey, sister Fatu Awati. Luke 13 verse what? Verse 6. No, give me NLT. This one, give me NLT. I'm going to share one point with you and I'll close. NLT, quick. Hey, what is it on the board like this? Then Jesus told this story. Jesus has been telling stories all the time. Are you here? Jesus has been telling stories all the time. A man planted a fig tree in his garden and came again and again to see if there was any fruit on it. But he was always disappointed. He was always disappointed. Jesus Christ came to our church to find out if any of us are bringing new people to the church. But he was always disappointed. Do you know disappointed? Do you know disappointment? Yeah. As you are growing in life, you will know what disappointment is. You know, you understand. As you are growing in life, you will know what disappointment. I'm telling you.
When we went to the church, the reverend has been preaching to the church. He was cursing us.
No, I'm not cursing you. I said, as long as you are part of human beings, there is something called disappointment. Yeah. Sisters, you give your heart to a boy and you use car battery and you see that when the battery has died, you see something. Bomkana frame dada. Famakumanam yusu car battery. Yeah. Next one, verse 7. Finally, he said to the gardener, I've waited 3 years. I don't know if you have been in this chair more than 3 years. 3 years, so. I don't know if you have been in this chair for more than 3 months. 3 months, there will be a... 3 months. And there hasn't been a single fruit cut down. I will say cut it down. So Jesus has decided to cut you down this year. Cut you down.
By the way, here we are doing Sunday school. Even If you go to some churches, they do Sunday school here, that we've come, they say, they are cutting us down.
But they shouldn't cut you down. They should cut you down. They should cut your mother down. Cut it down. It is just taking up space. You are just wasting space. That's what Jesus is saying. You are just wasting space. Let's go to verse 8. Quick. The gardener answered, "Sir, give it one more chance." I will say one more chance. Usually when people are disappointed, this is disappointed. I beg. Last chance. Last. I'll change. Last. Last chance. When they're about to repeat you, all your friends are going to form one. And they said they are repeating you classes. Say, I beg, say. Say, give me last. Say, I've changed. I don't know if you have heard this thing. Say, I beg her. Say, I beg. You are 33 in the class, but your position is 36. You don't understand what I'm saying? You are 33 in the class, but when we wrote the exam, your position in the exam was 36. Wow, class, five people have passed you. Dabin, say, I beg, I say, or your mother has packed your things that they are sending you to your auntie in the village because you stole 5 cedis. Ma, I beg you, you go and call all your uncles to come and beg for you. Who has explained what I'm explaining? You have, I beg, hey, last chance, hey, I beg. You are going for excursion. Everybody have paid. You have also paid by your money remaining 10 cedis. And they say you are not going. Say, I beg. Say, I beg. Say, if we go and come, I'll pay. I beg. Say, this one, dear, heaven and hell, I beg. Hey, when people are begging, they can say things. Oh, hey, say, I've gone to heaven and come back. If I swear my father can turn up the left one. If I come back, I'll pay. Hey! He said, leave it another year. So after he has begged, they said, leave it another year and I'll give it a special attention and plenty fertilizer. Everybody say special attention. Say special attention. Yeah. This year, we need special attention. Clap for Jesus. We need what? A special attention. Some of your parents don't pay attention to you. Your parents, they don't mind. Whether you go to church or you don't go to church or it doesn't.
Yeah.
But there are some parents, the house, special attention. Some of you can wake up and decide that you won't go to school tomorrow. Nobody will say anything. There are some houses too. If your head has cut, you go and come and we'll use solid tape to tie it. Hey, when I was growing up, I stayed in a certain house. The house where I stayed was the school. Do you see? I stayed in a school. I stayed with the headmaster and the wife in the school. You can imagine. If you are sick, they'll say, you there, go to school, go and sleep in the class. But you are coming to sleep in the house for what? The house is the school. Do you see? So instead of sleeping in the room, you there go to the class and be there. We know you are sick, but so you can't fake sick. Oh. So since I've never been sick, oh no, you are going to be sick for what? When you are sick, you go. When you are not sick too, you go. Bruh, you better be well. So this year, God is giving us a special attention, in Jesus' name. He's giving us plenty fertilizer so that we can bear fruit. Listen, as a Christian, one of the things that is required of you, young people, listen to me, is to bear fruit. Is to do what? Is to do what? To bear fruit. And I'm not talking about pawpaw or mango or alansa. You need to. God must see your use. Bearing fruit means that you are useful. A girl, 13 years, you can't cook. You are useless. You are useless in the way your mother is cooking. You are reading Daily Graphic and explaining to your mother that there's going to be e-levy on Momo. Yeah. A girl, at the age of 13, you cannot do jollof. But last week, Sunday, some girls were in my office. They know themselves. They were there. Three girls, and we're talking. Can you do this thing? Kotomri. I said, last time I did kotomri for my daddy, and he said that there's 2 months salt. I said, Ampa, 2 months salt. But do you think that if you do kotomri for your father and there's 2 months salt, we should clap for you? Some of you cannot prepare tea. Tea. T-E-A. Tea. You can't. You can't. You stew. Tomato stew. I should come there. I should come to this side. I should come and stand at this side. Tomato stew. Don't let me point my fingers. Tomato stew is a problem. But people in this church told me that they prepared jollof and their fathers ate it. Crazy jollof. Yeah. Mammy said she did crazy jollof and Reverend Abuaji ate. Clap for Reverend Abuaji. I was trying to. Reverend Abuaji, if you see Reverend Abuaji, give him handshake. So, Reverend, thank you for eating Mammy's jollof. They said the jollof is called crazy jollof. Yeah, in my office here. Last week, Sunday, I'm here to request for that crazy jollof. And hey, your father was happy. He was happy. Your sister said no. 20 cedis. Everybody should use it to prepare something. So you did crazy jollof. So you did it. And they all ate. Abeda also ate. My goodness. Abeda, don't come and pour sand in my girl's garri. They say you ate the crazy rice. You ate it. You ate. Yeah, crazy rice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God must see your significance. God must see your importance. Look, the reason you are going to school for your parents is that you go to school and come and alleviate the poverty nature in the family. That's why your mother is wild if you don't go to school. Now go to school, come on and pressure me. But see, you come and do not alleviate. Like you come and reduce the poverty in the family. So for the day you finish school, you start paying fees for your siblings. They try it. We say, learn. So did he grow? You see how life is. God must see your significance. God must see your importance. It is expected of you. Even though you are a young person, don't say that, I'm in church. You are in church, but you can bear fruit after your own kind. You can bring people who are in JHS to this church. I'm shouting too much. I'm preaching well. So clap for me to encourage me. Jesus was very keen. Jesus was interested in people who bore fruit. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, that was the beginning. God said, God blessed them and said, multiply. Everybody say multiply. You are expected to multiply. Then God blessed them saying, everybody say be fruitful. You see, to multiply, you must be fruitful. You see, how many are you in your family? Your siblings, how many are you? You are 3. So your mother and your father, they must be fruitful before you multiply. Yesterday I was somewhere. You won't believe it. Then a certain girl came to the car and she was selling something. And another woman also was there selling something else. So the small girl lifted her hand on top of the woman to give something to somebody in the car. Then the woman said, do you know me? Oh, the girl has done so nothing. Just like I'm giving something to this person. So do you know me? You don't respect. As you see me like this, I've given birth to 8 children. I say, hey, it's like that is her main introduction. Her name has not come. Do you know me? You don't respect. You see me like this, I've born 8. I told the girl, please move. Move to the left in the name of Jesus. Move to the left in the name of the Lord. I asked the other girl, have you born 8? Or seen? I said, move. 8? People born 8 are talking. And you are here saying what? You must be fruitful. God bless them. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. I said, may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The Lord bless them, saying, be fruitful. We must see your fruit. We must see your fruit. Be fruitful and multiply. It is expected of you to multiply after some number of years.
Yeah.
You see, in Africa, most of you have not traveled before. How many of you have not traveled before? All of you. You have never sat in plane, aeroplane. I'm not talking about the aeroplane has not moved yet. I'm not saying those who have not seen aeroplane. Elder, where aeroplane have you sat in? Excursion. And the aeroplane moved. Hey, hey, your sister said the aeroplane didn't move. Hey! It was just around the aeroplane. And you sat in it. And you came out. But it didn't fly. Hey, Eugene. Oh, wait, wait, wait. Which school do you attend?
Correct.
Your sister too. Which school do you attend?
Brecht Academy. Brecht Academy.
How many of you know that Eugene is telling lies? That thing didn't move. No, 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 sister. Brah. They said their plane didn't move. Their plane didn't move. How many of you have been to the airport before? You have to organize excursion and send people out. Or see what I call her Dajanu. I don't know, Eko school. What's up, Peter? I was saying, what you are called? Airport, then I am called. How many of you have seen aeroplane before? Ghani, not book. Not they've drawn it. Or in the sky, yeah, in the sky. In the sky. Lydia, in the sky. In the sky. Hey! Charlie, you will sit in the aeroplane before you die in Jesus' name. Yeah. This year, by the grace of God, I'm traveling to South Africa. I'm going to preach and come back. Oh, last year I was just, last year I went to Tamale and came back. Flight in, flight out. Went to Ho. What's it? Trot, you want to go some? Do you have passport? If you get passport, I'll buy a ticket for you. If you get, I only need one person to go and sing for me. So if you have passport, but you do sing. Wonder, do you sing? When's the last time you sang for me? Oh, please. Get passport. Look, passport is the basic requirement. Get it. Yeah. Tell your mother that you need passport. As I say, look, my son, who is not 1 year, he has passport. What are you doing? What are you doing? You are a Ghanaian, you don't have passport. Pastor, please, we have national health insurance. You can't travel anywhere with national health insurance. Yeah. We have Ghana card too. No, you don't have Ghana card. It's 18 years. God bless them saying, be fruitful and multiply. Let the fish fill the sea. Let the white church people fill the church. Let white church fill the church. Let the fish fill the sea. And let the birds multiply on the earth. So God is giving us an obligation. God is giving us a command that if you are a member of this church, our aim is that we must be fruitful, number one, and we must multiply. If our number doesn't multiply in this church, it means that we are not bearing fruit. Clap for Jesus. It doesn't. Please, you are here. We need it. Are you understanding what I'm preaching? Oh, you are quiet on me. So I started preaching about reasons why you must bear fruit. True or false? What was the first one? You must bear fruit to show that you are truly born again. I said it last week. You must bear fruit to show. Bearing fruit simply means that you are born again. Your inability to bear fruit means that you are not born again. You can't bring anybody to church. You are not born again. That's what it means. Or your born again is incomplete. Those of you who come for first service, we talk about duality. How many of you were in first service today? And the preaching is on podcast too. Do you know podcast? Yeah. How many of you are on podcast? You have downloaded the podcast. Saved Soul Tone Cathedral podcast. Hey, today preaching, it will be there tomorrow morning. You can listen at home. Everybody should get it. If you have a podcast, go and search Saved Sowutuom Cathedral. You see that is there. All the messages from last year, they all pop up. You download it and you listen at home before you come. So before you come on Sunday, you must do revision. And those of you who didn't come for first service, the first service messages are there to show that what you are truly born again. That's the first point. You are born again, we must see your fruit. You say you are a doctor, you are a doctor, then we must see your certificate.
Yeah.
Number two, to prove that you are healthy. To do what? To prove that you are healthy. Let me tell you, in normal life, not everybody can give birth, whether male or female. How many of you know some couple, married people, they don't have children? You know they don't have children.
Yeah.
It's one of the unfortunate things that happen in life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And there are many things. If they can't have children, it can be the fault of the man or it can be the fault of the woman. There are many things that can make the man, we call something low sperm count. Are you laughing? I'm teaching you the thing. Yeah. Low sperm count. You never know low sperm count is important till you grow up. Yeah. But she support me, no? Because you don't want teacher to cane you. You are killing your sperms one by one. Wear supporter, two supporters. You wear some jeans, hot jeans. Achichiru. Two. Then you say you have load so that if they cane you, low sperm count is waiting for you. Amen. Yeah. So when it happens that way, we say that they are not healthy. They are sick. There is something wrong with them. Your inability to bear fruit shows that you are sick. You are not healthy. Anybody who is healthy will produce. Characteristics of living things: respiration, excretion, locomotion, sensitivity. Mention the things there. Kikembi naskuno ya munko. Growth. Eh? I'm waiting. Eh? Irritability. Eh? One of them is called reproduction. Ever say reproduction? As you are a living thing, you must reproduce. You must reproduce. The same way as we are a Christian, you must bear fruit after your kind. We must see people in JHS, in this school, in this church. We must see people, what class are you? We must see people in classes in this church. Which area do you stay? We must see people from Heaven Church Junction in this place. People after your kind. I'm not expecting you to bring your grandfather here. No. I don't intend to preach to your grandfather. If I see your grandfather, I'll sack him. He can't be here. People have married Saturday, then Sunday. They say they've come to church here. Oh no. You can't come to church here. To come and do what?
Yeah.
People after your kind, you must prove to us that you are truly born again. You, number two, you are healthy. Are you healthy? You see, one of the things that do not make Christians healthy is sin. When you live in sin, you are not healthy.
Yes,
sin. Sin is a type of sickness that affects we Christians. Because the boy you go and call to church is your boyfriend. That boy has been touching your breast. Do you think he will follow you? I'm asking you a question. I'm saying that, do you think he will follow you? I am your teacher in your school. Every day I've called the girls like this. Then I said that I'm also a pastor. But some of you have been gossiping about your teachers. You know them. You gossip about them. This teacher there, if you go and take your food, then you come and collect the meat.
So when you take your food now, and then the teacher call you, Fasti, say please, I'm not around. Yeah. You know the teachers who have been collecting your money. You gossip about them. Hey, a teacher, you come with collection bowl. Hey, but today we are doing offering the class. Everybody, one CD. You collect all. He say, if you don't go and tell your mother, tomorrow you die. You are afraid. Yes. So if you know how the person is, so some of you, there is, because you see, your friends don't know you as a Christian. Because of the life you live in your school, your friends don't know you as a, so if you tell your friend that, you sing in the choir, your friend will collapse. She will, hey, you sing in the choir because you are the same girl that if they sing, he choke, you will choke and die. Yeah. Oh, I'm not preaching, Lois. I'm preaching. Yeah. It shows that you are not healthy. It is you, this same girl, in the class. As you are in the class, some car is passing and they are singing, ge. You are the same girl who stand up and dance. After that, you are going to tell your people that you are the assistant pastor at Lighthouse, so they should come. They will insult you and they will insult me. They will tell you that your pastor is a stupid man. Yes. Some of you are the reason people don't respect as pastors. Yeah. Well, I'm not preaching this afternoon. Maybe next week I'll preach better, but today they listen. I said that to show that you are healthy and you are not living in sin. You are in class 5. Your boyfriend is in JHS 2. Oh yes. Your official boyfriend that the whole school is aware of is in JHS 2. Official boyfriend. And then you have another boyfriend that nobody is aware. That boyfriend is the ICT teacher. He is the ICT teacher. That is a side boo. Side boo. You are here. As I'm preaching to you here, you are sitting in front of me. You are a boy. You are just 13 years. Your main girlfriend is the crèche madame. Is the crèche madame whose breast is like a four sheet. She is your girlfriend. I have closed. Come and collect it. Bring your offering. Let's go. No, bring your offering. I should preach. Yeah. Oh, preaching. That's why I've come here. I've come to preach. Oh. I was made a reverend to preach and to officiate ceremonies. That's all that they've. Yeah. What I'm saying is that, look, there is no use living in sin. Like I was preaching in the first service. Eh? Listen, if you are hot, you are hot. If you are cold, you are cold. Pop Revelation 3:16 for me again as I close with that one. God is aware of your state. If you are hot, you are hot. Caleb. If you are hot, you are hot. Coffee, you are hot, you are. If you are cold, you are cold. But since you like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. God is saying, I will wish. Can I drink water? Can I drink water? Clap for Jesus as I drink water. God is saying that, go to my office and bring another water. I went to church. This pastor, he preached more than drink water. Your class teacher, he has been eating fufu in the class. That one, you are not saying anything. And they sleep also. They'll give you work that you can't answer. The whole period, you are struggling. You sleep. He said, he tell you that if headmaster is coming, wake him up. Say that the reverend doesn't like teachers. Oh, me, I don't like teachers. Teacher, what have they done to me and I don't like them? It's because of their sins. Their sins. Are you still here? Are you still here? Yeah. Look, God is saying that I wish you be hot. I wish. If you are hot, I like it when you are hot. Look, there are some things. If somebody serves you ice cream that is hot, don't eat.
Who have seen a hot ice cream before? No, no. Ice cream is always cold. There are some food, when you buy and you read, they will say that best served chilled. Coca-Cola that is in the fridge. You are drinking. A combine can they do? Coca-Cola must be chilled. The bottle must be sweating. But also, if somebody serves you jollof and it's cold, don't eat it. Somebody serves you jollof. Who said? You know, I'm giving this advice to those of you that you go for weddings and funeral, that your main aim is to go and eat. Achu, wedding and funeral. Na eh, weekend obi ewu ha say. Na so, Mr. Samoa, em se ne bra bi wewu. Eh tepa, but omundi eh na ba ha say, sa. Ubeko. Ubeko, obi asuma wo kwa kra wa se wo seven sio. Bacho, mu benu mu sio ana. O wa ba bacho, ye kofa komya wo. Eh, ubey ejuma sa, now didi, yeah. I'm warning you. When there's some food, when another food that when it's cold, don't eat, is coffee. We eat coffee or we drink coffee when it's chilled. Who chilled coffee? Kela, you drink chilled coffee. Where do you come from? Where do you come from? Iced tea. Kela, I'm praying for you. You are still on my prayer list. Yeah. God is saying that I wish. He said, when you are lukewarm, I will spit you. Spit. Anything you spit from your mouth, you don't like it. Yeah. Anything you spit from your mouth, you don't like it. And God is saying that, I don't like you. Because you are lukewarm. Because there is a sin in you. You are living one life here, and you are living another life here. And God is saying that, I am not happy with that. May you be healthy and bear fruit. May you be healthy and bear fruit. I say, may you be healthy and bear fruit. It is only people who are healthy, who bear fruit. Yeah. Laziness. Another thing that will not make you healthy is laziness. Look, tomorrow we are fasting and praying. Oh, oh yes. How many days are we doing? Is it 16? Oh, no, you are not doing 16. 14 days or something. 2 weeks. We are fasting. Hey. Don't say that. Oh, Reverend, when you fast, it covers all of us. Ubwa. Ubwa. Tell your neighbor, ubwa. No, it's not ubwa. It is ubwa. You have to say it with swag. Ubwa. I am not fasting for you. I am not fasting for your family members. Ubwa. I should wake up 4 a.m. and I'm praying because of Juanita. Who is sleep? Look, it's around 5 o'clock. Around 5 o'clock. There's a certain cold that comes. There's a way to pull your bare sheet and change position. You have to tilt yourself to angle 45. Yeah. And then the people here whose parents will be forced, hey, sorry, not be vampire. Sabara. How many of you have done this one time before? See that air is entering and coming. Air is. You know that's what I'm saying. You know, put air. Let me show you. You wake up. Father in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. Before your parents will come back, we are lying on the floor. Yeah. Then me, I will wake up at 4. Kolobo siri andelebe si korobolobolobolobo ri andelebe lebelebelebelebe. Say, if you have come to my house, you see, it's not like I'm in poverty. Look, my bedroom, there's AC. My hall, there's AC. What will make me wake up? My bed is orthopedic. Do you know orthopedic? You sleep on mat. On the cement. not tiles or cement on the floor. We with tiles, we wake up. Then all this prayer, Father, I pray for Granita. Father, let Granita be a good guy. 2 hours, I must be sick. Yeah. Do you know that I also have drunkards and armed robbers in my family? And if I don't pray against it, I'll become one of them. Yeah. Yesterday, I went to a family meeting. In the family meeting was one of my cousins, my auntie's son. We were in the same class. We should be of the same age. If you see him and you see me, he looks like my grandfather. Look, he drinks and smokes. You think it's because my head is big, I don't smoke. It's prayer. Okay, so tomorrow we are fasting, oh. Hey, if you can do 6 to 12, if you can do 6 to 12, do it.
Pastor, me, I'll try and do 6 to 7.
You do 6 in the morning to 7 in the morning.
Pastor, as for us at school, they force us to eat.
Hey, nobody forced you to eat. And this is the time you can save money. Just skip breakfast. By the time it's lunch, it should be 12 in your school. And be praying. So if you're fasting, that's what you are. Hey, I don't like that. I don't like that. Do you know that I'm fasting? You have even made me spoil the fast. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that. May you cast the devils that are worrying the fasting. In the name of Jesus, UD. In the name of Jesus, UD. And I cast the assemblies. Tomorrow, we are doing 2 weeks. You wake up in the prayer. Wake up at 4. If you wake up and pray, yeah, pray. I said tomorrow, as we are fasting, I am not fasting for any saved church member. Yeah, I have people in my family. There's a guy almost my age. He has 6 children with 4 different girls. 4. Do you think I can't do that? And he drinks. He has prospered. 4 girls, they are prospered. It's a clear sign of prosperity and achievement. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So tomorrow, do not let laziness catch you. Hey, your father, tell your father, when you wake up, please wake me up. Look, if you wake up and you don't want to sleep, as when you wake up, the first thing, go and bath. Whatever work you have to do, I don't care. The moment you bath, sleep will leave you. As you are bathing, don't say, I'm going to bath, then I'll come and pray. No. As you are bathing, you are praying. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Father, I pray for myself. Pray for my wife. Yeah. Then you bath, finish. You are applying permit. Father, now Jesus. Okay. You have to pray. Everything you see, Kela. You are not seeing yourself. It's only Kela who does these things. Yeah. After sweeping, after bathing, your work in the house is to sweep. As you are sweeping, you are praying. By the time you finish doing all those things, you have done 2 hours. Yeah. You know that when you go to school and they are teaching, I'm not saying when you go to school and they are teaching, you stand up. Man, talk about Syrian. Set it away. I cast out the headmaster. I cast out all the teachers who came in this school. May they die. Hey, they'll sack you. die. We, Fred, will go and call all the UD people in the school. Hey, all the UD people in Glossville, come. Stand up and come. Yeah, so UDA and the Council Assembly is in Glorious Spirit. Stand up. There you can. Then Wilfred will leave his class. They come and call Shelley. They say, we want to pray. We have come here to pray. In the school, when they are teaching, hold your hands.
Hold the hand. Hey, hey, hold the hand. Then, Winfred, right now I want to pray. I want to pray against the demons in the sky. Everybody say, the demons in the sky. The demons in the sky. Come and play, play. Play, 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 play. And as I'm teaching this, as I'm saying, this girl, their class, they are teaching mass. Mass. They are teaching simultaneous equation. The substitution method. She doesn't understand who. But she has come to the compound to pray against the demons in the sky. These people, they are teaching integrated science. Your class, what subject are you teaching? BDT. And you are, if you do this and they sack you, don't say, Pastor, say, go and do prayers. Yeah. And someone, go and sit down. And some of you, when you go to school, you are, they are fasting. They say, when you do your face. Hey, now Jack, I don't know where him say, well, they're only fasting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, beside me. 14 days. And then day one. I can't tell 3 days. Only me come here and dream. I can't come beside me. Say, then they come so. They start crying. They say, why? They say, oh, she says she's fasting. But she's hungry. But she says she will not break the fast. Hey. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Number three. I'll close with number three. To show that you have overcome the chokers of the world. Mark 4, verse 19. Mark 4, verse 19. To show that you have overcome the chokers of the world. There is something called the chokers of the world. The chokers of the word are the things that block the word of God from entering you. Chokers. No, give me King James. And the curse of this world and the deceitfulness of, you see, deceitfulness of riches. Your father has car. There is AC in your house. You don't need anything, so there is no need to pray. And the last of other things. You are a girl. 6 boys say they love you. So you think you are beautiful. But when you look at your face, the pimples is like watermelon. Foolish girl. And other things entering in, choke the word. Everybody say, choke the word. Some of you, as I'm preaching here, so many things are choking the word. Something is standing behind the stand that what the pastor is saying is a lie. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't win any soul, Bia. Don't bring any. What is soul? Don't bring anybody. Even the pastor himself, does he bring somebody? Yeah. It's called chokers. Or something is standing behind you. Say that next week, don't come. Next week, don't come. Next week, go to your mother's church. Go to Victory Bible Church. Next week, don't come. Next week, call the pastor and tell him that you have died. So if you can give excuses, oh, useless excuses. Pastor, please. Pastor, please. Today, I will not be able to come because I've died. It's a type of excuse. We call them chokers of the word. May nothing choke the word of God in your life. Yeah. Yeah. So, to bear fruit, you must overcome the curse of this world. Pastor, you know that we are in JHS. We are now learning to write B, C, E. And so, these are called chokers of the world. Deceitfulness of riches. I don't need anything. There are people who don't need anything, though. Oh, yes. And there are some of us, we need everything. Hey! Kanzo Kraupe. It comes with black, black, black. Unya garibi fra, masa. Chasa uko crow. So because of that, the canteen madam is your friend. Mama. Wonder. You see your classmates are now giving you out. When it's time for canteen like this, madam, madam. Madam, madam. Say, Aden. Madam, Pacho, Aseru. Ebiwoho. Madam, your point, and I didn't want to go for you. Yeah. Some people, they are like that. But some people, too,
as they are coming to school, they prepare jollof. They brought their lunch box. Hey! Lunch. They don't eat school, these school beans. So their mother says if they eat beans, then they get rashes. Hey! When they drink water in the school, they get diarrhea. Hey! Some of you food dear. The water, 7 people have drank. I see no. Eja kwa 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 kwa. Unni nam krom shwe nye. There are some parents who come. Please, please, my daughter, when she breathes air in the school, she gets headache. Hey! So as you are coming, you bring your own oxygen. One student, one class. My son doesn't. One day, we're going for camp meeting, church camp meeting. Then a certain parent, hey, my daughter doesn't share washroom with other people. And I told the woman that put toilet in her bag. Put toilet in your son's bag. And put bathroom in your son's bag. Nonsense. Your son doesn't share bathroom with people. Public toilet cry, you could never cry. Yeah, fine. And I will say, room that only 4 people are. You say your son doesn't share. Hey, those people who talk like that, when you go to their home, say, Shenio! Shenio! Nah, my son doesn't share washroom with other people. I said, put toilet and bathroom in his bag. When we get there, you remove it and toilet inside. Nonsense. May you overcome the chokers of the word. Choke the word and it became unfruitful. So for you to become fruitful, you must overcome the chokers. You must overcome anything that is not making you become a fruit-bearing Christian. Oh, you don't understand what I'm preaching? Yeah. And life is full of overcoming things. Life is full of what? Overcoming things. If you can learn to overcome things, you go far. If you can learn to overcome sickness, if you can learn to overcome sleep, if you can learn to overcome laziness, if you can learn to overcome truancy, if you can learn to overcome so many things, you will do well. May you do well in this life. Stand to your feet. May you do well in this life. May you do well in this life. May you overcome in this life. May you overcome in this life. May you overcome in this life. May you do well in Jesus' name. The people you know, may you do well in Jesus' name. You will do well in Jesus' name. You overcome in Jesus' name.
Peace in my heart. I do believe we shall overcome Sunday. We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
Somebody should help here.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday.
Peace in my heart.
Peace in my heart.
I do believe.
Overcome.
May you overcome in Jesus' name. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome the chokers of this world. We shall overcome. Father, in the name of Jesus, may we overcome. May we overcome. May we overcome. I see you overcoming in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you. We honor you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.